I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China went back into partial lockdown in Beijing this week as a major outbreak of COVID-19 emerged from a food market. Even aside from the coronavirus and tightening government control, though, it can be hard for Chinese citizens to get their hands on a Bible. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says some of the large cities in China may have as few as 5 bookstores that carry Bibles. So now, more than ever, Bibles for China is committed to distributing the story of the gospel in China. But the Communist Party feels threatened by the message that Jesus is the king over all things, and they're trying to rewrite the Bible to fit communist ideology.
That rewriting is happening within all of the, the holy writings of the religions that are approved in China. So it's definitely something that's more than just a murmur.
Keep praying. And the Warrior Leadership Summit is a discipleship conference that provides hope to many Native American young people. This year, the COVID-19 pandemic means this event can't be held in person. But Ron Hutchcraft explains that through an online format, these young people will still be able to engage with On Eagle's Wings and worship and learn from speakers.
There's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and 5 nights, and each night we will cover a major life issue that will determine the rest of your life. We'll be talking about your choices, your future, your pain, your past, and your relationships. There will be at least 2 opportunities for them to choose Christ to be their Savior those nights.
Visit missionnews.org to learn how you can support Native American young people and the Warrior Leadership Summit. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support M&Ed tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.